Okay. Copy. Thanks.
Hello.
Great Basin region. A Pacific hold.
Majors.
Hey, this is Rich. This is 8.
Ben.
Yeah, Neil's here.
Okay, I'll be back in about 15 minutes or so.
Hey, yeah, I wonder if you were going to take the helicopter. Yeah, if you could take the helicopter's position, that'd work best, probably.
Oh, yeah, have him hang out at the motorhome, and I'll be there back there in a few.
Okay.
Gore Ops, could you give everybody a radio, a time check? I think we're 15 minutes away or so. No, we're a little more than that. 25 minutes away, whatever it is, from a start time. So let's give an official check, please.
Race mile 2 here.
Mike Majors, go ahead. This is Ops.
Hey, you got paperwork for me today?
Yes, sir, we do.
I'll be right there.
Morning, Sal.
Good morning, everyone. Great job yesterday. Let's be on our toes, and we'll get this thing done.
Radio check, race mile 2.
Race mile 2, this is Ops. We have you loud and clear.
Hey, can you ask Bill if he's got paperwork for us to sign?
Score 8, Ops. Score 8, score 8, score Ops. Score 8, score 8, score Ops. Hey. Score 8, score 8, score Ops. Turn your radio on, Billy.
Go ahead.
Okay, race mile 2 wants to know whether you have paperwork for them to sign.
Race mile 2? You mean, Jamie?
Yes, me, Bill.
Tell him I'll be up in just a minute.
Okay, race mile 2, Billy said he'd be up in a minute. Bill Wick minute.
Copy, thank you.
Race mile 2, is this Jim Diamond?
10-4, Jim Diamond here.
Yes, sir, Billy, it is.
On my way.
You copy, too? Race mile 2?
Yes, copy.
Score 8, you copy? Score 8?
Hi.
Hey, can you swing by Carlton's place on your way up there, or is that out of your way?
Score Ops.
Go ahead, this is Ops.
44, hanging ready.
Copy, 44. Thank you much. Well, I got everybody. Can I get a rundown on my locations? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, please.
Score Ops, turn 3, radio check.
Loud and clear.
Score Ops, turn 1.
Loud and clear, sir.
Score Ops, crossing.
Loud and clear.
Ops, major.
Rescue director, Score Ops. Yes, sir. You got your units in place, or are they heading this way? Okay, can you let me know when everybody's located hard? Location 7, location 7, Score Ops.
Turn 2, Score Ops, radio check.
Loud and clear, sir. Yeah, he's on his way. I just talked to him. He's on his way. They should be here momentarily.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll give him. Location 5, location 5, Ops. Location 3, location 3, Ops. Got just a need to do a radio check with you.
Come on.
Hey, you want location?
Of course not.
Location 5, location 5, Ops. Red ambulance 1.
Ops, Rescue 3.
3.
Spanish Omen, sir.
Copy. Score Ops, copy. Go ahead, this is Ops.
Yes, crossing.
Copy. Ops, they're starting to clean them. I think they started at the start-finish area. I see trucks moving all over the place trying to get that situation handled. Okay, sir, looks like we have a handle on the porta potty situation.
It's gonna be a good day.
Mike Pirato in position.
Score Ops Visual 8.
Red 8.
John, when we picked up the paperwork this morning, it looks like we didn't get the Group 4 sheets. Can somebody run some to us, or should we just try to create a new sheet or something?
I saw it on a big board. Billy didn't give you a big board with it on there?
That was Saturday's. We don't have one for today.
Can you guys wing it with that one that you had from yesterday?
Do you want just the last lap, or do you want us to take the times on it?
We won't need your times. We just need the lap, you know, so that we know when they're doing their last laps.
Is that for everybody or just for Group 4?
We won't need times from you guys on anybody. All we need is last laps for everybody, all the groups.
Don't use yesterday's. We're good. Thanks.
Okay. Mike's power tow ops.
Go ahead.
Okay, I got the first part of your message. You've got some units in the infield and the outer part of the course right now. Is that correct?
Yes, the infield. I thought Mike Simpson had made a decision not to run anybody out there in the desert this time.
Have you guys got a cell phone we can get a hold of you with?
Yeah, let me get Jerry to give you a call here just a second. Mike's score off, please.
Stand by, Mike.
Cell phone number 530-0873. That's for Jerry.
Hey, what's the first part? Because I think we'll need to use our phones. We'll need to use your area code.
928.
Giving out an official time, 6:48 now, 6:48 now.
Score Ops, Rescue 2.
Go ahead, sir.
In service.
Copy, thank you. Time is 6:50 now, 06:50 now. Go ahead. Their medical units and Mike's power tow are all in position. All the corners are covered.
Score Ops, Rescue 2.
Go ahead, 2.
I don't see anyone up here at 4, just so you know. A visual 4.
Okay. Visual 3, Visual 3, Score Ops. Saul are in place, correct?
True.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Visual 5, Visual 5, Score Ops. Visual 5, Visual 5, Visual 7, Visual 7, Score Ops.
Visual 5 in place.
Thank you, sir. Las Vegas Rich Ops.
Yes,
sir, were you taking Neil Johnson out to Visual 7?
Just tell him cool his heels.
I just want to know if that's how he's getting out there, was you're taking him.
Yeah, that's what Bill and I coordinated.
Yep. Visual 4, Visual 4, Score Ops. Visual 4, Visual 4, Score Ops. Good morning, George. George, you got a copy? Okay, I'm showing 7 minutes to start, 7 minutes to start.
Score Ops, Rescue 3.
Hey, 3.
Yeah, we don't have a visual 7 at this point.
Okay, he's en route up there.
Acknowledge.
This is 8.
Go ahead, 8.
I'm on my way to visual 2.
Okay, I haven't been able to contact visual 4.
Okay. Back on, I'm on my way up.
Cell phone up and running, 8. Call you.
Yes,
Score Ops, location 6 in place.
Copy 6.
Score ops, Mike's at location 6 with a vehicle.
Copy that.
Score ops, rescue 1.
George, start finish, George. Okay, FHI is clear of the track. We got 4 minutes to start, 4 minutes to start. So score ops, we have about 3.5 minutes to start, 3.5 minutes to start. Everybody be safe and be careful.
Loud clear.
Oscar, don't drop your radio.
Doesn't have one.
No, he does now, he borrowed one of mine.
Are you going to get one of those new Razor radios too?
3 minutes to start, 3 minutes to start.
Skies range from clear. It will be seen mainly over Lincoln and Mojave.
Sorry, Rich, say again.
Can I get a copy, Jim?
Loud and clear, John.
Okay, I'm set up at the hole.
10-4.
Core ops is 5.
We're at 5.
Good morning, and we are here.
Okie dokie, ma'am. You haven't seen 4, have you?
4 will be there in about 1 minute.
Copy.
Copy. Captain. Corey, what side do we want to be on?
30 seconds to go, 30 seconds to go. First two vehicles will be 554 and 551. First two vehicles off. 551, 554. Okay, we want to follow the first couple around on these guys too as they go around. I need the first two as they go through each location. Just the first two, not each class, just the first two vehicles. Okay, last vehicles off the line in group 1, 1404, 1401.
554 through 3.
Lodge, copy 554 through location 3.
552 through 3.
Copy.
Hello.
Office 5.
Car 554 through location 6.
Lodge through 6, thank you.
551 and
552
through 5.
15 cards
through
3.
The last transmission you got walked on, say again.
Both 2 9 cars and both 14 cars through 3.
Okay, and 11 should be coming pretty soon.
Is there only one starter in class 11?
Negative 2, 11 and 1149, the red one and the yellow one.
That's Mark. Do you remember Mark?
Oh, in the 1149.
8 race, come in.
Got one down. We're gonna go see him.
Okay, can you tell me what kind of vehicle it is?
About right from here.
578 race, come in.
Score off, score 2. It was a class 9 and it's going again.
Okay, did you copy 3? It's going again. Score offs crossing. Crossing.
I'm assuming the last car off the line, silver body, I didn't catch the number on it. He is in the pits and don't look good.
Okay, yeah, it was one of the 14 vehicles. Okay. Yes.
Score offs 554 through 8.
Score 8, go ahead.
554 through visual 8.
Okay, where are you at right now?
Say again where you're at?
Score ops 552 through 8.
Say again who through 8?
552 through 8.
Who's through location 8?
552.
Okay, is 554 been through?
Yes, copy.
554 coming back in.
1401 past mile marker 2.
car 1149 through 6.
Copy 1149 through 6.
Ops major, give me that number on that car right there. Is it at you?
You're talking about that kind of blue one. We think it's 555.
I thought it was 556.
Stand by, we'll see if we can pick him up when he comes by.
Hold it in, dude.
So you're talking about the one coming down back towards you now. It's
yeah, it's kind of a blue, silver blue.
It's 556.
He just went over, I think it's one just went over the leap.
556.
Did you copy, Mike? It was 556.
Yeah, it's 10-4, I got it, John, thank you.
Location 8 and Mike Majors, FYI. 5/1600s are 6 laps, the 9s are 6 laps, 11s are 3, and the sports car 1400s are 4.
Majors, copy.
Race officer just said 1401 come through 6.
Copy, 1401 through 6.
I think 4 main.
I think so. Blue car?
I think you lost the front transmission for the...
Greg, you got a radio?
552, ready to go, copy.
George, why is it so quiet?
Ops 44, ops.
Go ahead, 44.
I copy. I'm sitting over here by Section 8, and we've got 1401 broken steering box out of the race.
1401 out of race at, what race mile?
We're at location 8, sir.
Location 8?
Kelly Preston, you have a copy?
Copy.
Yeah, it's real peaceful out here this morning, eh, John?
Yeah, the only one that hasn't completed one lap is 1401, and he just broke his steering box.
Worry about him then. That'd be one less one we have to worry about. That'd give us a better extra second.
SS.
What?
Score 8, this is race mile 2.
565 main, 565 race.
Hey Bill, pit exit, their race radio's not working. They can transmit but they can't hear anything.
Who's that? Main, 578 race.
Exit onto the course, their radio's not working.
Okay, well, I have to send somebody down to pick up another radio.
Class 11, off the starboard.
Score 30.
What, did it get straightened out some?
37, this is score 8. Yeah, this is score 8.
Score ops, visual 8. John, did any 5 cars not start?
Stand by, we're going to have to, let these go through first, then we'll get right back to you.
Score off.
Keep crossing. Corey Sheeler in the 1406.
He's done.
1406 is out.
I believe that's the number, but it's Corey Sheeler, who's the driver.
Yeah, 1406.
Yep, he's done.
Rescue director, go ahead.
Affirm.
Copy.
Visual 8 and Mike Majors information. Visual 8, Mike Majors information. 553, 559, 900. Do not starts. Add 1499 as not starting.
Copy that.
Yeah, Majors copy.
Four ops, risky 2.
Go ahead, 2.
Just so you know, we still don't have any visual for course workers up here.
Main 578 race. Then you have
to. Score ops, Las Vegas Ridge.
Go ahead, Ridge.
Power.
Location 4, approximately mile 3 3/4, right where the course comes around, makes a big loop, and then cuts hard left.
Okay, score 8's in that area, so if you touch bases with him. Score 8, Las Vegas Ridge.
Rulo, you are 4 minutes behind first place. 4 minutes.
Left in the afternoon.
Okay, the two 1100s are on their last lap. The two 1100s are on their last lap.
Score ops position 8.
Red 8.
1402 and 1498 came by last lap.
Copy. Okay, 1402 going out on his last lap.
Score ops position 8, are the 1400s doing 4 laps?
Say again, 8, I didn't copy you.
The 1400s doing 4 laps?
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that last lap then.
No problem. We got some 1400s on their last lap now, and the two class 11s are on their last lap.
Since you have the GPS, you gotta make sure we're doing the right stuff. 3, 4, 5.
Do you want?
Taking
the
vote,
stand by.
Are you loud and clear? Radio check,
Loud and clear, Pit Access. Got one that works now, right? Okay, George, all the 11s and all the 14s are on their last lap.
1149 and 1100 through 6.
Copy, thank you.
Score ops, position 8.
Yeah, 8. Go ahead, 8.
Who came by, lap 4?
I'm sorry, I walked on you. Say again.
1402, lap 4 came by.
Somebody else just walked on you. All I got was something lap 4.
And that's 1402, lap 4.
Copy.
Watch your mics
so you're not sitting on a mic and transmitting nothing. Everybody kind of keep your mics open where you're at so you can see them so they're not keyed.
Score ops, 1498, lap 4.
George, I think this is a 9 car.
No, this is 1402 coming up to you right now, officer.
Sí, probando. 1, 2, 3.
He goes back out.
Navarro, a ver, sí, Navarro, por favor. Probando de 1, 2, 3.
1498 is coming up.
Copy, 1498 finisher. Both class 11s finished. Both class 11s finished.
Desert Sahara level around 50.
Steering wheel came off or it broke underneath somewhere.
In the low
northwest in the afternoon. Gust dropped to 20.
Yeah, we'll get that.
Smart. 5 miles
in.
Okay, second. Score ops, position 8, 552, lap 5.
Copy. They're running 6 laps.
Oh, okay, sorry. Our sheet says stopped at 5.
Location 8, ops.
Go ahead.
Do you have the capability of taking that radio to channel 3?
Score ops, risky 2.
553
Grand Copy. Score ops, risky 2.
Go ahead, 2.
Hey, 554 steering wheel broke and he put a wrench on it and is going to nurse it back. I pulled him out of the berm, but I need at least a flagger up here. It's going to get pretty ugly here real quick.
Now, have you got a map?
Yeah, 10-4. I'm at High School South.
Hey, they're by our location 4?
Yeah, it was check 4 yesterday.
There should be some people there that can give you the flags or help you out.
There's nobody here. That's what I keep telling everyone.
I just talked to them and they said they're there.
They may not be in the exact spot.
Okay, Billy, well, we need him probably then away from what Rescue 2 says. He might need some help flagging right there then.
Is this 4?
I don't see, I don't have a visual.
All we heard was, we got that ready, we're going to check on the brakes.
With each other, you know, face to face and not use the radios, that would help us out a little bit. So we, that way we got enough people to cover flaggings and any kind of problems we got.
Yeah, we got passed by the second
Standard Time. Yeah, but I don't see anyone out here. I mean, from that hard left all the way up to the corner. I mean, what was marked on the map as check 4 all the way up to mile 4, there's nobody out here.
Score 8 ops, can you take care of that for us?
Score ops, score 2, yeah, we'll take care of it.
When is the last lap? When is the last vehicle going out?
Stand by. Looks like about 8:10. 08:10.
Copy.
Score ops 3.
Five six is out of the race.
5-5-6 out. George, the finish line is... Stand by.
This was a pretty short one. 552 is the number.
Nobody else goes out. The finish line is closed. The start line's closed, George. Start line is closed.
John, go to 2.
Score 2, ops.
Go ahead.
Okay, the last three to leave. 579, 577, 574.
Copy that. Thank you.
Rick, he's out of time. He can't go back out. Rick, the line's closed. Okay. Didn't want them guys going out for nothing.
Score ops, rescue one.
Position 8, car 901, I think. It was pretty dirty, lap 6.
Copy. Okay, we don't need, all of them are old finishers now. All of them are finishers now, 8, so we don't need them called in. Just to give you the last three we got floating around are 57...
...574.
We'll just need to know when those guys come by.
Monday.
574 just went through the pits.
Score op, score 2.
Go 2.
And mixed in with those three are 575 and 576.
Okay, we might have 554 stuck in there too.
John, that was the last one.
Copy.
I think 554 was the last one.
Copy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
yeah, he's been on the course for about two and a half minutes. We welded it up, and he's got a CV boot off, and that's what's smoking.
AM.
We're good.
4 through 4.
Copy.
Score ops, what's the ETA to the next start?
Okay, all score locations, we're looking for 554 and 574. Can somebody give me their locations, please?
I didn't catch the number, but one just went through 7.
If it had a steering wheel, it wasn't 554. To give you guys a head up, we have one. 554 is driving with a broken steering wheel, so kind of keep yourselves awake at that one in case he gets a little squirrely.
Score ops, position 8. 554 just came through.
554 through you, and 574 then should probably be behind you.
Score ops 8, I have 574 already came by.
Okay, he hadn't showed up to us yet. Mikey just came through us. Mikey, let me know when 554 comes around the corner.
10-4.
Okay, George, we have one left to come in, he doesn't have a steering wheel. Ops, go ahead.
There's 554 right there.
Gotcha.
Got a copy?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear, George.
AM Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Other service in Las Vegas has issued.
556 backwards on the course, heading into the pits right now.
We copy that. 4 minutes to start of Group 2. 4 minutes to start of Group 2. This will be Group 2, score lights, and Class 5s, 5 lap each. I'm sorry, 6 laps each, 80 minute time limit. Score lights, Class 5, 6 laps, 80 minutes. Starting 8:29. location 8 and Mike Majors, location 8 and Mike Majors. Just FYI, 1200 in this group is running as 1202 in the program. So if you see 1200, count him as 1202.
Yeah, I copy that, same as yesterday.
Score ops position 8, I missed you on how many laps each class is doing. Come again, I got walked on. Score ops position 8, I didn't catch you on that. How many laps is each class doing?
Okay, in group 2, each class is doing 6 laps. 6 laps in this group 2. Score lights in class 5.
Thank you, sir.
First two vehicles will be 1200, which is actually 1202, and 1215, but the numbers will be 1200 and 1215. First two off, 30 seconds to go. First two vehicles in group 2 are off, 1215, 1200.
Rollover, big one.
Yeah, we're headed over there. We're just waiting for a clear track to pass.
Score 8, rescue 2.
Score 8, go ahead.
The group that was over here yesterday showed up.
1200 through mile 2.
I mean 1200 through mile 2.
They'll have them over here in a moment.
Okay, everybody has started in group 2. The last two vehicles, 1220 and 519. 1220 and 519, last two.
Score up 3.
And 3.
1200. Turn 1's clear again.
Copy, thanks.
Score ops 3.
Ed.
We had a bunch of them, don't know the numbers.
What did they do, go through your location?
Yes, we did.
Okay, don't worry about it. Okay, location 8 and Mike Majors, we have one did not start. 1208 did not start, 1208.
Over there, checkpoint 6.
I'm on my way.
Score 37, looked like he got going again.
4.
Ops Majors.
Go ahead.
What was the number on that red car that just went through the start finish?
I think it was 1209.
Number.
Can one of the infield turns give me a number on the red and white? 12, it's
1209.
Thank you. 1209, Mike.
Did we get a confirmation on that 1209?
Yes, sir. 1209 was the red, white, and black car.
Thank you.
1209 race looking good. Keep it up, Chuck.
Check, check, check. Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oscar, you better pick up that radio before somebody drives over it. More stuff for you to take down, George. Oscar, gonna have them all standing there holding it.
Score ops, radio check.
Loud and clear, radio check.
Thank you.
I know the channel's been quiet.
Enjoy it while you can.
pit go?
Hey, we got throttle stuck wide open and it's pinging real bad, so we need to come in and do something. Like maybe it needs oil.
Where is it? Is it Alf? Put that on, maybe it'll cool it down.
5-5-0, check the pit, you copy?
Yeah, 502, we're all ready. Come in and we'll take care of everything.
Copy that. It seems like it's pinging real bad, George. No power, it's pinging. The oil light came on a few times.
Nice pass, Chuck.
It's inside 502, and we're standing here waiting for you.
Radio check.
502, he's probably just about a minute and a half in front of you, so he can cruise, save the motor, and just finish the race. If you need to come in again, we'll put a little oil on it. We put in 2 quarts.
What, bud? Yeah.
Man.
Back up, man. Floyd finishes, be sure and depose him about him almost wadding the car up real fucking bad in the infield.
Wanted to make sure I was online.
Unclear. Be careful what we wish for. Score off, crossing. Go ahead, crossing.
Behind.
Remember that six-wheeler was stuck yesterday? I got a dually stuck there today. Can I get a pull?
Right now, is he in the race? Is he doing anything as far as the race course is concerned? Is he bothering us?
He's not hurting anything right now. He can wait till the race is over.
What's it, a spectator's vehicle or a pull chase vehicle?
He's at the same distance behind you. Just run your race. Looking good, man. Really good.
Let's see if they can get something up there to pull it out. Is he going to need a big one to be pulled out? Crossover ops. Edges ops.
We're right here. We'll go grab them real quick.
Okay, watch out for the race cars. If you think it's going to be a problem, we can wait for about half an hour when this race is over and get him.
Crossing.
And crossing.
Maybe one of these loads during the racing can more knock this thing down a little bit.
Is it something that the race vehicles would hit or something that spectator type vehicles would get?
No, it's rolling the chase vehicles go out and in to enter and exit the pits on the west side. And some of these duallys and these lower profile ones just can't make it over the high center.
Okay, so you're at the crossing. Okay, I'll get with FHI and see if they can get somebody up there. Maybe you can show them after this race is over what you need to do, have done.
Rescue director, I'm with a loader and take care of it right now.
Okay. Final lap, 1200, final lap.
Bueno, adelante. Cheque la dirección adelante, yo estaba quebrado, amarrado. Pache, que nos diga por el radio, pues así no entendemos. Mi compadre nos está hablando, pero no sabemos qué nos está diciendo.
Pues sí, pero el radio aquí ellos lo traían. Yo estaba de fotógrafo.
No, pero ¿qué es lo que pasó?
Trae la transmisión. Vaya. Pito.
What you do, George? Give Mackie the day off?
Through 7.
Copy.
there?
Score ops, position 8, 1200 through here, last lap.
Copy that.
Position 8, 12-11, 12-20, last lap.
This was the finisher, George. Unit calling about 12-11, say again.
Position 8, 12-11, last lap, and
12-11 here now.
Finisher, George.
Position 8, 12-10, last lap.
That's 12-10 coming up.
12-10 is the finisher, George. Four goes back out, George.
Score ops, position 8, cars 12-06, 12-12, 12-13, and 12-19, last lap.
Charlie's? Okay, medical director, ops.
Go ahead.
Charlie's location, they need a medical.
Yeah, where's Charlie's location? Copy, ambulance will be on the way to the VIP tent.
Sealy goes out. Oma goes out.
12-13, 12-19.
Finisher.
12-12.
12-12 is finisher.
Score ops position 8, 12-15, 12-49, last lap.
12-06 coming up, off.
Finisher.
12-15, off.
12-15, finisher.
12-49, off.
Finisher, George.
Stay on it, son, stay on it. Stay on it, looking good. Get out 300-400 feet back, stay on it. Looking good.
Natalie, it's out front.
Ambulance 1.
Go ahead, Ambulance 1. Ambulance 1, ops.
Sam, I see the rescue director.
Go to 2. First one's a finisher, George.
502 pits, George says, take her easy and finish. That's what you need to do, you copy?
Rescue, can you go to channel 2, please? And just keep the editor.
12-16, ops. 12-17 off.
12-17 is the finisher.
That's 501 coming up.
501 is the finisher. Score ops crossing. Standby crossing. This Baja goes back out, George. Go ahead, crossing. Disregard. Thank you.
Silly race.
25.
Anybody seen 1201? 1201.
500 to checkers, 500. She's paying pretty bad again, that quarter oil seemed to help. Can you ask George what to do? Well, if you can limit her out, you should be on your last lap. Just, you know, hang in there and don't abuse it. How far are you from the finish, 500?
1214.
1214, good job!
502, check a pit. Bruce, are you doing okay? Yeah, the oil is coming on the corners, and she's taking pretty bad.
You just gotta keep it in low gear, just cruise along, because you're the last lap, and you just gotta finish.
Does it gotta go out again, or you don't know?
There's one, but we haven't been able to track where he is, and he's only got a couple minutes till cutoff time.
Okay.
Trace is true good award.
Wanna throw another quarter, just for GPs?
That's 12-20 coming up.
Finisher.
Yeah, the finish, we're going to put a quarter on the finish line. Don't drive it back up, we'll put a quarter in to finish.
Copy that. Anybody got an eyeball on
1201. We're looking for 1201. Score 2, score 2, score ops.
All right, ops.
Okay, you got three trailer and vehicles out there. 501, 502, and 519.
Copy.
Okay, disregard. 501 just finished.
Copy.
George, we got 1 minute and we'll shut it down.
I copy.
No. Here. Marker 8.
Copy. It's 19.
Okay, they're coming by now. 519, correct?
1204.
Finisher. George, everything comes off.
Archie, you got your ears on in the stands?
Yeah, George, Sarge.
Yeah, when you see him coming to the stands, just tell us, I guess. He's gonna lip it around and put some oil on it at the finish line, then he can bring it back up here. And, Ed Young's coming down, he's gonna put some oil on the car for him.
We made it, George. Good job, Bubba. She's still running. She's knocking a little bit.
Alright, 10-4, Ed Young will be down there with checker shirt and he'll throw 2 quarts of oil on it for you.
Copy that, thanks, bro.
Val Garrity. George, we got two waiting to come in.
Score ops, this is mile 2. Do you have an ETA for the next race start?
The group 3 is supposed to start at 9:58, approximately 15 minutes.
10-4.
Be class 10s, 6 laps, 75 minutes. This is score off. We're going to be on handhelds for about 5 minutes. We're going to be on handhelds for about 5 minutes.
519 through 7. Score ops position 8, 519 just came through us, the last lap.
Score ops, we're looking for 1201, 1221. Anybody seen them in the last 5 minutes or know their whereabouts? 1201, 1221.
Yeah, we are. I guess if we brought the ice, I'm going to get some hamburgers.
Score off, so you got 788 in the car, 138 going up and down this straightaway part of the course, backwards on the course, pretending he's Ricky Racer. Somebody had to stop him or do something about it.
1221 to score ops.
Go ahead, 1221.
We are in main pit, we're done for a day.
Okay guys, thank you very much, and better luck next time.
Make me. About 100 miles.
On the right hand side that had like 5 houseboats in it that I know aren't going to go on the river, so they have to take them 100 miles.
5 minutes to start, 5 minutes to start.
You can get to Lake Havasu from here on a houseboat. Miles south of here. Yeah.
No, they won't.
This river is deeper than the river there by Page.
Score ops. Car 138 is racing up and down pit row, stop and start, spinning wheels, out of control at some points.
He does that a lot.
If it's okay for Cross wants to do it, it's okay for everyone. We will let everyone know.
A date to go on?
Why would I have a date to go on?
Dad said you were worried about the time.
That's because we have no radio here in a second.
Okay, we're getting ready to start Group 3. Getting ready to start Group 3. First two vehicles, 1023, 1012. They're off. First two vehicles, 1023,
1012. Store to Cal. Your requested presence down at the store.
44 Las Vegas, Rich.
44 go.
Roger.
If you get a minute or two or three, could you meander all up to visual spot 7?
Can I meet you there?
Yeah, when do you get a minute?
You're at 7 now?
Yes, sir.
10-12 through mile 2.
Okay, last vehicle off 10-21. Last vehicle off 10-21. Rescue director, you trying to get a hold of ops?
Yeah, we got a 10 car upside down, middle of the course, turn 1. Working on trying to get it cleared right now. There is room to pass.
10-21 is your last vehicle off the line.
Mile 2, did you copy 10-12 through 2?
Copy that.
Score off 3.
Go ahead, 3.
10-12 through 3.
Copy, okay. He knows it just rolled over. We haven't heard anything else.
It's good, Sal. We got him flipped back on his wheels. He'll be going here momentarily.
Okay.
Go.
Ops Rescue Director. 10-23 is on a strap being towed back to his pits.
Copy, 10-23 being towed out.
Leader, car 12, or 10-12 through 6.
Raj, copy, 10-12 through 6. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, did we have any did not start?
I'm getting ready to give them to you. And location 8, this is Ops. You copy me?
We copy, go ahead.
Okay, did not start. 10-01, 10-03, 10-06, 10-11, and 10-49.
Major copy.
And 10-23 was just towed to the pits.
10-8 copies.
Okay, section 8.
Position 7.
Copy. Score 8, you copy?
Location 8, first car through 102.
Copy.
Score off, I got 10-17 in turn 5 on his side.
Okay, 10-17 on his side at what location?
Score off, so we have a rollover, mile mark 6.
Raj, roll over at mile marker 6. You're going to need a vehicle to tow him up straight.
Yeah, score 44 is with us. I believe he's probably going to be heading out there.
Copy that.
Chuck's going out there right now. We'll let you know on condition of the driver, co-driver.
Okay, we'll need that and the vehicle number.
Score. We'll give it to you as soon as we got it.
Score. Score, this is 5-10-17, clear of the corner. Score off, this is 5, copy.
Go ahead, 5.
10-17 is back on 4 and going.
Copy, thank you.
I was from 2.5, mile 2.5, need to tow back.
Get about 10-19.
10-19 is broke motor, 2, mile 2.5.
Is he clear of the course?
10-19 is clear of the course, just need to tow back afterwards.
Four ops. Go ahead, his ops.
So three.
Hodge, copy that.
Everybody's been notified.
Score 2 or score 8, score ops.
What ops, this is score 8.
10-19 is at location 3. He needs to be towed out when you get a chance.
Ops 44, copy.
Go ahead, 44.
10-007's back on its way, back on a race.
Copy that, thank you. Location 3, ops. Location 3, ops. 37, ops. Score 37, ops.
37, go ahead.
Yeah, Ed, would you be able to get to location 3, which is about mile 3, and pull a vehicle out?
After the event's over, yes.
Okay, 10-19 is there. We need to get him pulled out to the highway there at the gate whenever we can.
for?
It'll be after the race.
To this group, correct?
Correct, yes.
Score 37, you got that one?
Yes, give me some flags. Mike's toe, Pete, this is 37. You got a copy?
I got you.
We're going to need some assistance. He's locked up.
Be right there.
Mike's toe, which one you trying to pull?
Hey, Ops, they've got a rig just past, a curve just past location 6 that they've got half off the course. It's passable.
Copy that. You can give me a number when you get a chance.
Yeah, 10-4.
Hey, Jim, you got a copy?
10-4 there, John, go to 2.
On 2. On 2. Jim, you got a copy?
Op 6.
Go ahead, 6.
That is car 10-04. He is off the track just past location 6.
Okay, that was 1-0-0-4 off the track at locate just past location 6.
Affirmative.
John, copy. Go to 2.
I'm on 2. You got a copy?
Location 6, Ops.
Jim, you got a copy?
On 1, go to 2.
Jim, got a copy?
And 6, Ops.
Four Ops, this is 37. I am at location 6. What do you need?
Vehicle that's broke down just past location 6 is at 1004.
That is affirmative. The transmission is locked up and it is at a dead drag. No wheels are turning.
Copy that.
Off the course.
Jim, my radio is going.
Okay, I'm going to have Deanna bring you the other radio.
Score off, this is 5, copy.
Go ahead, 5.
I got 10-16 with the busted transmission out of the race. He's well off the course.
Okay, 10-16 at location 5 off the course.
10-4.
10-02 broken, turn 1.
Copy that. Is he clear of the course?
Yeah, he's off. They're seeing if they can do anything with it.
Checker Mango. Yeah. 744 race, where are your spare tires? Come on down, hurry. We're moving everything on the... We're moving ourselves away from the side of Roy's trailer. Just pull right in. You got a electric impact? Mine at home, too.
Turn 1, score ops. Turn 1, score ops.
Go ahead for turn 1, this rescue director.
Sir, is that 1002 still up there?
Suffer.
Okay, so you look like he's out of the race, or what are they playing with?
Passenger keeps reaching underneath, and he looks like he's climbing back in right now. I'll let you know here momentarily if they get it going.
Okay, thank you, sir.
John, you getting a water truck?
Are you jealous?
You know I am.
Radio check. 860, radio check, radio check.
Loud and clear, but you're on the Weatherman Race Channel.
Ops, 1002 is rolling again.
This is Tex doing a radio check. Check, check.
It's working.
Keep on going.
Last lap.
that water truck works pretty good.
I'm hoping it'll work its way over here.
We need to get him out before the end of the race is over or before the next group starts. I'm escorting his tow crew in to get him.
Okay, he's the one that's just past location 6, correct?
That is affirmative, yes. Just thought I'd let you know.
Okay, we have approximately about 20 minutes left in this race. And I'll give you the trailers once we close the start line, so that if you guys have to be around the course, you'll know what's coming at you.
There's still a car at mile 3 that needs to be brought out to the gate.
Score off, score 2, negative. The crew is with the vehicle, and they're going to pull them out.
At location 3.
And 4.
2.
1024 lost a wheel at mile 4. Please off the course.
That's copy. 1024 lost his wheel at mile 4, but he is clear of the course.
And then I'll go head my way over there.
Okie dokie.
Okay,
we need to keep the channel clear except for emergencies and finish. We got some vehicles finishing. This is a big class. We need to keep it clear. Use channel 2.
1012, he's a finisher.
Finisher, George, finisher.
Finishers. I'm getting them. I don't know why you're not.
out.
That's 1021 coming up.
1021's a finisher. George, everybody comes off.
1018.
Visual 5, Las Vegas, Rich. Visual 5, Las Vegas, Rich. Jamie, Las Vegas, Rich.
Good job, guys.
Half mile out coming in.
man. This is 736 race. Do you copy?
We got 10 minutes. You should just come back here with all the parts. Just come back here. Get the right...
Okay, all of Class 10 is completed. All of Class 10 is complete. The track is green. The track is green.
I'm copy, Paul. I've got my transmission with Dave. I need a heads up as soon as the infill clears of heavy earth-moving equipment. That's when we're going to power up. We're not going to be up before that, so I need some head start.
Arno, we have Javi's going to bring you a hose right now.
Go on, thank you.
Tom, copy Loretta.
Javi, you're at the bottom. Javi's bringing you a hose.
Section 8 ops, Section 8 ops.
Okay, this is race frequency for 802, please be quiet.
44 ops, score 44 ops.
Yeah, what'd I do?
Nothing. Hey, 1016 is out there somewhere. Has anybody seen 1016 or in your location? Is where I've got him annotated as being up in that area. Have you seen him?
If I'm seeing him to our left or right, I can explore if you like.
Now let me check around with the other locations, because we haven't got really time for you to go too far away. Location 5, ops. Location 5, ops. 37, ops. 37, ops.
Just 37, go ahead.
Yeah, can you see if you can raise location 5 and see if they have 1016 near him? We're trying to get him pulled out also.
1016 is clear of the track. I just towed him in.
By towing him in, where did you go? Where did you take him?
Top of pit road.
Okie dokie. 1016 Chase or 1016 Main, ops? 1016 Chase or 1016 Main, ops?
Aquí Rodrigo, radio check, me dan un conteo.
5 minutes to start of group 4. Approximately 5 minutes to start of group 4.
Gracias.
4 minutes to start. 4 minutes to start of group 4.
Can we copy? We're going up, everybody.
744 doing a radio check to checkers. 744 checking to checkers. 744 radio check to checkers.
Loud and clear, checker pit, a little bit of radio noise.
Copy that. And we're off in a moment.
Tell me when you start, I'll get your time.
Will do.
That's a moment, something. Okay, here we go. I have a radio. Couple of zeros, zero eight.
Score 37, score 2.
Score ops 37.
37, this is score 2. Is your cell phone working where you're at?
Negative.
Okay, well, we're going to have a water truck run the pit road after this group and then continue to your location.
Fantastic, we definitely need it. Seconds to start of group 4. First two vehicles, 204 and 235. 204 and 235. Everybody, please watch your mics. We don't need any stuck mics or anything to block this channel during the race. Started, group 4 started.
Ops, 708, truck 708 is off the course, we're out here by turn 1.
Got a pile up here.
We are down in the main field with a blown training.
Oh.
Okay, can you give me those vehicles again?
Truck number 708 is off the course at turn 1 with a blown training.
Mm-hmm.
route. Are we talking at the end of the pits? Where are we talking, guys?
This road, the first left turn.
Attention again. Everybody's getting walked on.
The end of pit road, the first left turn.
Yeah. Weatherman, weatherman, you got a copy?
Go ahead.
We got a man ran over. One of your flag guys got ran over right at the end of the pits.
At the end of pit location, did you copy rescue?
Pit location, right on the left turn, they ran the guy over.
Score ops, this is 37.
There's a traffic jam on near pit B, so be careful.
This is 37.
Go ahead, 37.
We got about 15 trucks all stacked up here. The course is breaking loose. The man ran over is okay. He is up and running.
Okay, let's start all over again because you got walked all over. We understand that the individual is okay. Is that correct?
That is okay. That is correct.
Slow it down. No use going fast. Slow it down. They've had a big rollover, Roger.
We have some other issues with vehicles. 37, give me the rest of your issues with vehicles.
We still got vehicles stuck out here at mile marker 2, just before at the end of the pits. We're trying to get another tow strap going so we can get more guys out.
A rescue vehicle coming behind you by 100 yards.
Director Ops.
I will figure it out.
The individual is okay. And get name, rank, and horsepower, please. Turn one, Ops.
Truck leader has gone by us.
Copy that. Pro truck 37.
Just send me out of the race, too.
38.
Copy that, George. You got one. Be here in a couple minutes.
Ops, Relay 12.
Hey, good morning, Relay 12. Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm here listening to the incident deal up there. Mile 2. Do you need some help with trucks up there to pull things out of the way?
All right, let me find out. 37 Ops.
Ops Rescue Director.
Rescue Director Ops.
We need absolutely nobody else up here. We've got three vehicles, Mike's power tow, and only two vehicles stuck. We're good.
Okay, did you copy 12?
I did. Just saw that offer. I'm back clear. Thank you.
What's your location, 12?
I'm over here on B and C.
Okay, are you going to stay there?
Yep, 12. I'll be here. 12 and a half will be here.
Hey, that's right. If I need something, I can give you a holler from there then. Thanks.
No worries. 12 clear.
Ops Rescue Director. Also, if you can cancel the ambulance up here, we've got one laceration to an arm. We're good.
Copy that.
Coming at you. He's not gonna make it.
think the Metro just put that out over their radio. Can you give me a more better location? Talking what they call Score Hill.
Three, this is Ford. There's a car right between us. You're checking that up. Okay, thank you.
Rescue Director Ops.
Good.
Did you copy that about the individual with a broken leg?
No, just got back in the truck. You've got the end of pit is now clear. Vehicles are all under motion up here.
Okay, copy. From what I understand, and I heard this over both our radio and the Metro police radio, there's an individual that appears to be on the east end of Score Hill down here with a compound fracture in his leg.
Okay, you talking spectator area?
As far as I can understand, yes, and there does not seem to be any medical assets readily available.
Okay. We'll send somebody up there to get him moved out, but County Fire and AMR will need to handle that.
Okay, looks like we got Metro trying to get up the hill, but the guy in front of him is stuck.
Okay. Are they trying to go up the exit?
708.
Go ahead, 708.
Can we have permission to have our own guy show us off the track right now?
But you're going to be approaching.
Not if you're in the infield right now.
3.
Go ahead, 3.
1505 is out of the race. He's flying and he's on the side of the racetrack.
Okay, all I got was 1505 is out at your location and the drivers are okay?
Affirmative.
And he's off the course, clear?
He's between me and Saul.
Okay, but I mean the vehicle is off the course.
Everything's okay.
Sir?
Rescue Director, Rescue 1.
Go ahead.
DJ, can you take that call up on top of the spectator hill? You'll have to go outside and around.
10-4.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, he should be able to see it, Rescue Director. There's a Metro black and white, and then a white vehicle right in front of him trying to get up the hill.
It's actually a lot easier to go around from the front side. That's usually only down only there.
Ops majors, that's where the incident is.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll have Rescue 1 en route over there. DJ, let me know if you need anything else.
Rescue 3, you get down here to the fork, stay left, you can go all the way down.
With the crash occurred, and there's no score officials to
pull us out or do something.
Okay, approximate race mile that you're at and your location.
We in the core, off the course where that accident happened. We had to stop because of the accident. And now there's no fish or anybody, and everybody's passing us.
You're talking up at the end of pit road, approximately mile, race mile two?
Yes.
You copy that? 801 is stuck up where everybody else was, and he's saying that everybody just left him there.
I believe he's talking about a different location. I see a Class 8 truck blocked stopped at mile 5. Not mile 2.
We got Mike Stroll going.
Where does crash occurred? He had to stop because of the... and the ambulance and stuff blocked the course, so...
Yeah, I see it in mile 5. It stopped in mile 5 off the course.
Guys, you're walking for each other and somebody's got to keying up a mic and not saying nothing. We need to watch ourselves.
He had to go off course to avoid the crash, and then everybody stopped and he got...
801?
At 801, we're trying to get a location from you. We have units at mile 2 and you're not there.
Go off, score 2, break.
2.
That vehicle is at mile 5, I see it.
Okay, can we get somebody there to get him unstuck?
They are on scene, working on it.
801 raced. Your show supposed to be vehicles right there with you, helping you.
I don't think the guy talking to you is the one in the vehicle. He's probably in the pit.
Score ops, this is 6.
Go ahead.
I'm at the scene of vehicle 801. He's in a bad spot. I'm going to try and pull him out with my Jeep.
Roger, we understand that, but he doesn't seem to be able to see anybody.
Score ops, the person you're talking to is not at the vehicle. He must be in the pits. He doesn't know what's going on.
Okay, whoever's entitled or involved with 801, we have a unit on site trying to pull the vehicle out.
Okay, thank you. 801 is out and moving as we speak.
Jimmy, copy, go to 2.
Here's look good.
Mike's and Mike's power tail, go to 3, please.
Copy, Mike. Got a copy. You got a copy? Loud and clear. Jim, you got a copy?
Go to 2, John.
Mike's power tow, go to channel 3, please.
We have 301.
four out of the race. He's seated up with us here, waiting for the course to be here. Get out.
Dodge 301 is at location four. Clear the course. Waiting for the race to get over to get pulled out.
That's positive. Thank you.
44.
Go ahead, 44.
Ops 44 here. We got 703 out of the race, off the course. We're assisting them to head back towards the pit.
703, 44 is towing back towards the pits.
Copy it. Out of the race. Done for the day.
Okay, I'm counting him as in tow to the pits.
Start line again. This is our third lap.
Rescue director, Ops. Yeah, rescue director, this is Ops. Would you let me know when all our assets are back in, inside? Okay, just need to know when we're clear and back, you know, we got our stuff with our stuff.
Score Ops, Las Vegas Rich, at position 7, you have 6 vehicles, nose to tail, heads up.
Okay, they are all moving, correct?
Yeah.
Okey-dokey, visual aid, did you copy that from 7?
This is location 8. A lot of vehicles at one time coming your way.
Copy that. George, you hear that? We got a whole bunch coming at once. Wait, Ops. a heads up when 209 comes by. I'm sorry, 709 comes by you, please. 709. He should be dragging a tow strap.
Roger.
Say that again.
We just left our, we're on our fourth lap. 744, fourth lap.
Right.
Still up to run up to the fence.
That belongs to Mike's power toll. Took off before we could disconnect.
Okay, location 8 and Mike Majors. Location 8 and Mike Majors. FYI, we have vehicles going out on their last lap. We have vehicles going out on their last lap. So we want to kind of keep all this together, guys.
Got a roll over in the corner in the infield right after the jump. Upside down in the corner right after the jump.
Gotcha. We got our flaggers out there.
8 to score off.
Go ahead, 8. Copy that. 109's heading in, George, with that tow strap.
Who's calling checker, man?
Watch yourselves, guys. We got lots of vehicles on the course. Guys up in turn one, if you can copy, can you give us a yellow flag showing up there, please?
This is turn one, we copy that, we'll get a yellow flag out there.
Thank you.
There's one in there.
Copy that, we don't need everybody bunching up, guys. Let's keep our assets spread.
From class 7S and 4, how many laps are they doing?
We want to keep this channel clear except for emergency and finishing traffic. We've got vehicles starting to finish and there's multiple groups. We need all the help we can get, folks.
Number 3, I need help. I have a car down burning. Thank you.
Coming, we're coming.
My power code is score off. Truck 744 is off the track.
744 off the track. Everybody's okay?
10-4, they're trying to fire it up.
Score 8, this is 3.
3, this is score 2. We'll be there in 2 minutes.
Where Saul is. Okay, guys, if it isn't an emergency or has to do with the finish, we're going to go everybody to channel 2.
The copy on that, Bill?
Yeah, we copy. What's going on?
Oh, you got 2 dead animals where Saul is.
Keep this channel clear. Go to 2, guys.
800 through 8 on final lap.
Pacific Standard Time. This evening to
after 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Monday. West out today, mostly sunny, cooler, highs in the mid-60s, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. Here, windy. Light wind. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 60s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. These are the 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time observations for the local area on Sunday. Then air is 15. Relative humidity 34%. The wind was southwest at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 22, and the barometric pressure was 29.95 inches and falling. Other observations around the state. At Prescott, it was sunny with a temperature of 44. It was mostly sunny with a temperature. At Yuma, at the Grand Canyon Airport, it was partly sunny with a temperature of 36. Reports in Southeast California, it was sunny. It was 54 at Bosch Todaggett and 63 at Needles. In Southern Nevada, at Las Vegas, it was mostly sunny.
Hey.
Temperature of 54.
You want to be about it?
The weather conditions were not available. And now the weather synopsis for the Mojave Desert and the Southern Great Basin region. A Pacific cold front will continue to move across the Southern Great Basin and Mojave Desert today. Although scattered rain and snow showers will be seen mainly over Lincoln,
John,
Mojave.
It's a fire!
The storm will be cooler temperatures. Temperatures today and tomorrow are expected to be 5 to 15 degrees cooler than those on Saturday. Winds will switch to northerly by the
summer. Hey, what's going on here?
Some areas will be gust to over 40 miles an hour.
National Weather Service Forecast Office in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is NOAA Weather Radio. Broadcasting on station KXIA 3 in Phoenix, Arizona. With a frequency of 162.425 megahertz. KXIA 84 in the Lake Madison, broadcasting on a frequency of 162.4 megahertz. Station KQC.
Who's
here,
guys? It's Mark.
Weather. From all National Weather Service offices across the United States and the Pacific region on the internet at weather.gov. Again, that's weather.gov. The current time is 1:17 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Wind advisory remains in effect from 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, this evening to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Monday. A storm system moving across the area that will create locally strong north winds across the Southern Great Basin and Mojave Desert starting this evening. Wind speeds up between 20 and 30 miles an hour with gusts to 40 miles an hour or higher may be seen this evening through Monday morning over the area, with special concern being along the Colorado River Valley. Boaters and others engaged in outdoor recreation or travel should be aware of the development of these winds overnight. A wind advisory means that winds of 30 to 39 miles an hour and / or frequent wind gusts of 40 miles an hour or greater are expected. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Use extra caution. Wind advisory is canceled. The National Weather Service in Las Vegas has canceled the wind advisory for Esmeralda, Seven Nye, and Lincoln counties of Nevada, Inyo County of California, and the northern portion of Mojave County in Arizona for tonight and Monday. Windy conditions are still expected to develop in these areas late this afternoon and overnight. However, wind speed should only be between 20 and 30 miles an hour with occasional gusts to near 40 miles an hour, which is generally below wind advisory criteria. However, persons engaged in outdoor activities or traveling through these areas overnight should be aware that gusty winds will still be encountered. Wind advisory now in effect from 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, this evening to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, Monday. A storm moving across northern Nevada and into Utah today will be responsible for increased winds across extreme southern Nevada, the southern portion of Mojave County, Arizona, and for mainly the eastern portion of San Bernardino County in California this evening and into Monday morning. Wind speeds up between 20 and 30 miles an hour with frequent gusts to 40 miles an hour or higher are expected overnight in the advisory area, with special concern being along the Colorado River Valley. Boaters and others engaged in outdoor recreation or travel should be aware of these winds as they develop overnight and continue into Monday morning. In addition to the winds, local areas of blowing and drifting sand or dust may be encountered, which can rapidly lower visibilities. For those traveling through the area tonight, extra caution should be used with conditions monitored closely. A wind advisory means that winds of 30 to 39 miles an hour and / or frequent wind gusts of 40 miles an hour or greater are expected. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. The forecast for the Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Wind advisory in effect from 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, this evening to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Monday. Rest of today. Partly cloudy with Mead. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour tonight. Mostly an hour with gusts to 40 miles an hour. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, mostly sunny, windy, highs in the mid-50s. North wind 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts to 40 miles an hour in the morning. Monday night, mostly clear in the evening then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the lower 30s. North wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 60s, light wind. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-30s. Wednesday, partly cloudy, highs in the mid-60s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. The forecast for Kingman in the northwest deserts of Arizona. Wind advisory in effect from 10 p.m. this evening to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Monday. Rest of today. Mostly sunny becoming partly cloudy with a 20% chance of rain showers. Colder. A level around 5,500 feet. Highs in the lower 50s. Northwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour tonight. Partly cloudy early in the evening then clearing. Breezy. Lows in the lower 30s. North wind 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to 40 miles an hour. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, mostly sunny. Breezy. Highs in the mid-40s. North wind 15 to 25 miles an hour with gusts to around 40 miles an hour in the morning. Monday night, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-20s. Northeast wind around 10 miles an hour in the evening becoming light. Tuesday, partly cloudy in the morning and clearing. Highs in the mid-50s. Northeast wind around 10 miles an hour in the morning becoming light. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 20s. Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s. The forecast for Fort Mojave and Needles. Wind advisory in effect from 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, evening to 10 Standard Time, 11 a.m.
7-11-204.
Today, mostly sunny, cooler, highs in the mid-60s, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, windy, lows in the mid-40s, northwest wind 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, mostly sunny. for 50. North wind 20 to 30 miles an hour with gusts to around 40 miles an hour in the morning. Monday night, mostly clear. Colder. Lows in the mid-30s. Northwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Light wind. Partly cloudy.
Steel race, you copy.
Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 60s. Wednesday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s.
National Weather Service forecast office in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is NOAA Weather Radio. Broadcasting on station KX by 83 in Phoenix, Arizona. With a frequency of 162.425 MHz. KX by 84 in LA, Kansas City, Arizona. Broadcasting on a frequency of 162.4 MHz. And station KQ345 serving the Longwood, Wilkes City area. Broadcasting on a frequency of 162.5 MHz. Weather information is also available from the National Weather Service Forecast Office across the United States and the Pacific region on the internet at weather.gov. Again, that's weather.gov. The current time is 1:25 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
These are the 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time observations for the local area on Sunday, January 15th. At Kingman Airport, it was sunny. The temperature was 50 degrees, the dew point 23, and the relative humidity 34%. Southwest at 12 miles an hour, gusting to 22, and the barometric pressure was 29.95 inches and falling. Other observations around the state. At Prescott, it was sunny with a temperature of 44. It was mostly sunny with a temperature of 61 at Bullhead City, 62 at Phoenix, and 63 at Utah. At the Grand Canyon Airport,
Checker Main, 744 Chase. I've got him inside. It looks like something happened in the motor. They had the hood off. He's on the infield. Once Edward goes, the track goes cold, we've got a tow strap. We can probably just tow him back.
Fine with you guys, but as soon as you get going, we'll see if we can dial it in.
Hi.
802.
Hi. Hi. Hi.
Both go back out. 203.
7 is a finisher.
862.
Finisher. 1635 base for Ace, you got a copy? Changing over to channel 5, that's our checkers channel. That's what Derek and them guys are running so we can hear you by the front strip there. Copy that.
737.
Radio check, 1635.
1635, base to race. I got you. 35, base to race. You guys have a copy?
Score ops, this is 37.
Perfect, then we should hear you over there.
Ops, this is 37.
Go ahead, 37.
What is the trailer on this class? I need to know for a water truck.
Okay, they got 30 more seconds before I shut it down and I'll give it to you. I'll give you the trailers.
348.
Finisher.
805.
Turn one is clear.
Okay, George, you can close it. Yes, sir, we still have four out. Okay, whoever was at 37, the trailers. 304, 801, 705.
Thank you. They've lost my position and we are watering heavily.
Check main, 744 Chase. Truck bring it back.
Okay, thank you.
Copy, turn one is clear.
That's a negative. I cannot move that yellow truck. Yes, I will get the yellow truck as soon as the trailer comes by me. I will pull that into a safe area.
Four ops, you copy?
Position 3, don't let that 706 go by you. We're taking him off.
Well, you can see him, huh?
Four ops, you copy, over.
He's got a flat tire, one of them.
Go ahead, this is ops.
Yeah, we got a downed car in the wash, back side of the pits. We're wondering if we have permission to go retrieve it. It's 743. 70938. Anybody from Shore Ops hear me?
Yeah, we copied. You had 709.
This is 743 in the wash on the back side of the pits. Can we pull it out? Over.
Got about 3 or 4 more minutes till all the vehicles are in, then you can pull him out.
Ops, this is 5. We're going to go down and clear out 702.
Copy that. 743, stay with me on this channel, and as soon as that course is clear, we'll let you know.
Okay, we're standing by.
304 through 7.
Bathroom cuts quarter, you better bring your chain.
Copy. He just went through visual check 7, which is about mile, he's almost to mile 6.
Oh, they forgot to clean these after
yesterday. Ops, Majors. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, let me know when that is. He got the last car through one of these tractors that's broken. They have to push it across this crossing.
Out of the pitch. So I think right now 706 is your trailer.
Okay, what about 304?
He's up around visual 8 right now. 706, we're not exactly sure where he is anymore.
Up at the back gate. Mike stops.
Visual 8 ops.
This is 8. Tom, copy, Paul.
Visual 8 ops.
This is 8.
Let me know when 304 comes by you, or if he has already.
Pass us.
306 has the water truck here right now.
You copy with the 304?
Dodge. He's about a mile out, Rick.
Score 37, score 2.
Go ahead. This is 37.
7 minutes.
Hit both of those turns, right? You're going to hit the first left turn. And the second one, right?
I'm in the second one right now, trying to get this guy turned around. Holy shit, what's he doing?
Group 5 at 1249, class 1 to 1600.
You guys in the laser barrel, copy?
Rick, you want to stop in here a minute?
Hey, 37, go to channel 2.
Channel 2.
Score ops, this is 4.
Go ahead, 4.
We have 301 back in the course going to a start and finish. There, the race is going slow.
304 past the pit. At the back of the pit, score safety. 304 just passed us.
Copy.
Don't let those guys go.
Stops. Is 304 going to be our last one then?
Am I?
Let me know when.
Robert? Visual 8. Visual 8 ops.
Go ops.
Okay, are you where there is a access road back to the pits?
We got an access road with the power lines to the freeway, or 93.
No, what I'm trying to do is the vehicles that are out on the course, we need them pulled off because they're not going to get to the finish line in time because we're starting this other group. And it looks, appears to be about 3 or 4 vehicles that are still out there. We need them stopped and pulled off the course. And they make their way back to the pits without being on the course.
We got an access road here where 44 is at.
Okay, but we definitely need them stopped and sent back to the pits, not traveling on any of the race course.
That's clear. We got it.
Okay, if any of them go by you, would you let me know?
Pull them off and then we'll let you know. Mike, stop.
And Mike.
We're
if you can get him out of there in a hurry.
Robert!
Ops, come in.
Golf cart. Ops, 5 all clear, all the way to 6. And 5 is clear, the course is clear from 5 to 6. 10-4.
A call where?
Score Ops, Las Vegas Ridge at 7, 301 just went by me, and he's got a pretty good head of steam. He should make it.
Randy TJ Grace, can you hear this?
The problem is he can't come to the finish line because these guys are staging.
Randy TJ Grace, this is a handset. I'm 90 TJ.
Go ahead.
Hold on. We got him up at our visual 8. They're stopping everybody and pulling him off.
Correct. Can you hear this radio? 92.8.
Location A, is that confirmed?
Mike Majors, Ops.
Not away right now.
Hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Mike, got a copy, Mike Majors.
Go.
Okay. If these guys come in, not these guys, but anybody else comes in the next 2 or 3 minutes, make sure they're stopped and just pull them off somewhere, will you please? They cannot come up here.
Got it.
Ops, this is Ian. I got a vehicle coming right now. Do we pull him off and make it snappy?
Pull him off.
10-4, pull him off.
Hey, we're ready to start group 5. We're ready to start group 5. First two vehicles, 1612,
1627. Ops, this is location 8301 is pulled off the course.
Thank you. Have started the second group. Anybody, then they can make their way down to the crossover in a hurry. We can let them get down there. If not, they're going to have to hold up until this race is over.
Can you hear this radio at all? Foodco, you copy? Foodco, you copy? Can you hear me now? How about now? Can you hear me now? The radio's plugged in?
Now the radio's plugged in.
Okay, I don't know.
Ops, this is 8, do you have a copy?
Foodco, you copy? Foodco, you copy?
Okay, 301, do you want to send him in or do you want us to send through the parlor road back to the main?
Send him in so they do not get on the race course.
Okay, 10-4, that's Anna. He's on the access road back, not on the course.
Just have him send him back in access road. We've got about probably 10 of these guys running already, and they're going to catch him. Everybody comes back the access road that you stop.
Okay, 301 is coming, is going down access road. He is not on the course.
As soon as he gets started, I'll call you back and get the numbers of what ones you sent back.
Okay, we copy that. Thank you.
Foodco, you copy? Foodco, you copy?
1627
through mile 2.
Copy, 1227 through 2.
Crossing squad. I got a full 58 out of line.
Do you know if anybody picked up that windshield for that 7 truck? I understand somebody picked it up, one of the pit crews, but I don't know where it got to from there. Not pit crews, but one of the course workers. I don't know who had it.
Score Ops 3. And 1627.
Copy.
Hey, Derek, you copy, buddy?
All of groups 5, 1600s have started. They have all started.
1612 just passed visual 6.
Copy.
On West 1621.
Visual 8, Mike Majors. Visual 8 and Mike Majors, score ops. Information. None starters. 1609. 1611. 1613. 1603. And 1648. And 1618.
Majors, copy.
1612
through 7.
Copy. Did any of the infield crew a windshield off the 1701 vehicle? Did anybody pick up a windshield off the 1701 vehicle in the infield?
Talking that one call for the litany, and that's real, but he wouldn't. So, I'd go up here and back around. Did you see that cute looking blonde with the one of the eyes looking?
1635, come in.
Is there? Actually, it's Tiffany.
1635, long home. Hey, you guys look good, sound good.
Who was they're buying tickets here? So I have to go back up and cross over and get back up on that hill.
Ops coming in.
I have no clue. I'll let you know when I get over there.
Well, the only thing we had was a left rear fender that was picked up by Mike's towing.
Can't get up on top of the hill. Too many people flushing the ladies all flushing the bottom and walk up from the other side.
What was that?
That wasn't me. I didn't say anything.
Didn't?
Nope. Bet it wasn't the pit crew. Not as bad as it was there for a while, but it is getting there.
Are you
I'm just past the crappers. I'm making a left turn and coming back your way. Can you see I don't even know if you can see. Where are you at? Do you still have to at the gate? Okay, then you can't see over here. Okay. When I get on the bottom of the hill, that hill might block us. We might not be able to hear each other. Not unless I get to the top of it, or you do, or something, but, I'm almost there.
7 miles an hour.
A racetrack on the other side of your hill. Of course you can't. We have a big hill in between us. You see where the people are? To the right of them, you see one little sharp, little pointy hill. Nobody on top. Oh, if you look at this thing, you see all the two of them, you'll see another little hill, just a sharp hill, nobody on top.
4 ops, turn 3.
It was Justin was on yesterday, that's, I'm on the other side of that little pointy hill.
Fence repair, the same spot as the other day, they took the fence with them.
Still here, but I haven't got to the sand yet.
Hey George, you copy that?
We'll see. You'll see me here in a minute, I think. I get through here. Yeah. Got my head on. Now, can you see me? Okay, you're still behind the hill. Okay. All right. That pointy hill, I just went around it. Right. You'll see some kids down that plane hill in about 1 minute climbing to the top, but I'm on the other side. Oh, this is stupid. Oh yeah, right through the... Not even the tires that these people through yesterday. And the very edge of the hill. And if this white fish the pooping went my way, I could go right up it. We're so idiots down here. I could go. I'm right here at the water. Yeah. Copy that. Pull the truck. Oh, you finally got the road, huh? Off all right. Well, you know what? You guys are going to get off that road and you're going to have right. And it's locked up here. We can't get up on the big hill. You can't turn them down. They turn them all off. The racetrack, but I don't know. I'm going to lock up the hill and see what things are like. Like I said, you're going to get up here and you're going to be in the same spot I'm at. Get on the big hill because this guy's locking the way. Get your dad over here. Let's go face this guy and tell him that. We're going to push him off the hill unless he moves. There's room up here. You know, I'm going to have to ask this guy if he'll pull forward. Because, you know what? If he moves, we can get traffic going through here. Are you guys getting in your truck yet? I see you now. See me on top? Well, White Bronco's going up, I'm right to the right of the Bronco. Okay, I know how I can get up here. See this white truck going up right now?
Yeah.
See the car up in the white truck right here, the SUV, going up. What road do you need to take? I want to go back down the other side to get back on that road. Man, this is a bunch of BS. I just found my way. You guys coming in right now or what? Where you at? I see ya. Okay. You're okay. Well, I'll probably meet you because I'm going to back up and head back downhill because this red Suburban is my epping way.
That's a real good idea.
I'll be heading your way.
Gonna head on in.
Visual 8 ops.
Archie, David. But Archie?
What?
Slow down and talk. I can't hear you. Too much noise outside.
This guy on an S-10 just come off these 3 hills that you did earlier.
Really? Hello.
You did too.
Probably, because I used to be driving a Chevy. I'm driving a Ford. I'm slow. Remember?
Ford's back, huh?
No.
Dude, you're off-road dead.
Answer your cell phone. It rang once and then hung up. Try me again.
It's off 44.
Go ahead, 44.
I don't know what we're looking for because we saw the car.
I'm sorry, say again?
The 16 car in front of us here, what number are we looking for?
1649.
Bye. It's a blue one, Chuck.
Bob, ready, Bob. La Loca coming? When you got a sound.
What? What car is this?
What are you guys at?
Red Hummer, down from my truck, about 200 feet. Overlooking the racetrack, on the side of the hill, standing here.
Go ahead, 44.
I'm over here, and I found 1649, and I'm taking off the track. Point your antenna straight forward.
Ops Visual 7. 7. 44 has 1649, he's pulling him off the course.
Okay, is he going to pull him someplace or just clear him off the course?
44, visual 7.
It's kind of hot here, I'm just trying to get him off the course.
Ops, did you copy 44?
No, he was broke up.
I'm gonna pull him off the course.
Okay, 1649 chase ops.
Yeah, I got a copy.
Okay, we're just gonna try to get him off the course and we'll see if we can get him off safely to where he's not gonna get hurt with the Class 1s or the trophy trucks, and we might have to wait till later to get him out.
Okay, so when are we gonna make that decision?
44 ops. Visual 7 ops.
Go ahead.
Yeah, can you relay to 44, if there is any way he could get him to access road for his pit crew to get him, either right now or in between this race and before we start the Class 1s?
Copy that, Ops. This is 44.
Can you get him someplace where his crew can pick him up?
Yes, we can. Bring him to the pits?
We're going to take him up to the top of the pits, the west end of the pits.
Sounds good. Excellent. We'll meet you there.
Okay, it's copy. It's 44, you know, the Mr. Strange and his Mercedes.
Benjamin, go to Channel 2.
Do you want to go to 2?
Benjamin on Channel 2.
Sorry, that's a Rolls Royce. Go to Channel 2.
Teddy's about 3/4 of the way.
By who and our shot?
Excuse me, go ahead, Steve.
Okay, we don't see him. We're right by the Fat Tech trailer.
Two.
Tim, you passed him, Bill. Left, you'll see him. Right there.
Roll over back a pit row and put Spectators on the track.
Copy that. Where you're at in the back of pit road, about what motorhome or truck can you tell us?
Herps.
Okay, located behind the Herps.
And full.
Relay 12, score ops.
This is 12 and a half, Belgian race car.
Yes, ma'am. Did you guys copy that about a rollover behind the Herps trailer on the race course back there?
Partially, go ahead.
Yeah, we've got a rollover behind the Herps complex up there on the race course. Is there a way you guys could assist us?
Not at this time. Relay 15, are you on board?
Yeah, heading that way.
Covered.
Okay, we copy. Relay 15's on the way back there. Thank you.
Brother Bob to the rescue, 12 and a half, sir.
Follow the course now.
Do you know where the spectators came from?
Just back up pit row.
Score ops, this is course safety. We got flaggers over here. We're trying to slow everybody down.
Okay, thank you. You have a number on the vehicle?
1 second.
37, water truck is here.
Thank you, I'm moving.
Score ops, Las Vegas Ridge.
Yeah.
I got two vehicles down, 1631. He's just off the race course. He blew up.
Okay. Course safety, it's 1608. He's got it running. We're going to wait and see if he's going to be able to move it or not.
I'm on the back of the truck right now. I got mine. I'm off the truck right now.
Waiting to see if it gets rolling again.
Please?
I'm curious. Sure, right?
It's Rich Ops.
Help me.
I'll give you $1.
Las Vegas Rich Ops.
Okay, I got 1627. He's broke just off the race course. Visual 7 area.
Fuck off.
Yeah, anyway, I got it. You're very welcome there, sir, junior. Junior, sir.
What'd you say?
1631's blowed up.
I said...
Hey, we got 1631, and what was the other one, Las Vegas, Rich?
27.
And this is at Visual 7 area? They are clear of the course?
Just barely.
Over. We need to clear them off the course. Anyway, you know, get them back out of the way if we can't get them completely out of there so that we won't have them in the way for the Class 1s or trophy trucks.
I knew that, John.
31, this is 1631 Chase to Ops.
Go ahead, 1631 Chase.
The car be returned to the pits.
We're trying to get him out of there, but depending on the time between when we can clear him off the course and Class 1 stop, I got a feeling we're not going to be able to get him out of there before 5 o'clock or so.
Can we at least pick our driver up from somewhere?
Visual 7 Ops. We're checking on this 1631 Chase.
Thank you.
Score ops, this is course safety behind the pits.
Go ahead.
1608 is done. He's off the course, but not very far. He's going to need somebody to get him out of here when they can, though.
Copy that.
Definitely have to be gone before the one cars.
Oh, yeah, we get him out of there before then. Mike's power tow ops.
Go ahead.
Behind the Herp complex on the race course there where it comes down that little wash, we have 1608 broke down there. We'll need to get him off as soon as this race is over and before the Class 1 start. Would you guys be able to assist us in that?
Score him, he's running. Score ops, he just got running.
Best to go. I'm going to go upon your word.
Disregard the whole thing, Mike. Say this got him started and he's running.
Core ops, relay 15, was that the only fog we had going?
Yes, sir, in your area at this time.
Okay, yeah, he is up and gone.
Hey, thanks a lot for your help.
Welcome. 15 clear.
Hey, just came by the finish line. 1631 Chase, just stay with me for a minute.
Rescue at Visual 7, I don't know what your call name, same name is, in the Chevy Suburban. I've got another vehicle down here that needs to be towed out, please.
If he's off the course, just leave him there until this, is over.
Well, he's very close to the edge of the course.
As long as he's off, I'm not going to come backwards on the track while they're running.
Score ops, Rescue 3. 31 Chase, score ops.
This is 31 Chase, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to tow your vehicle out to the old Needles North Highway crossing. Are you familiar with that?
10-4.
It'll be at least a half hour before he gets it out. He's got to get the other one out before he can get yours out.
Okay, at the old Needles crossing with the trailer.
Okay, but I would say it'd be at least 2 o'clock, maybe 2:15 before he gets there.
10-4.
Akron has it.
Didn't know you were there. We got to stay off the radio.
This is ops.
Stand by ops.
1631 Chase, ops.
Score ops, Rescue 2.
Go ahead.
I'm probably going to need a metro unit at High School South. Crowd's getting, they're on the other side of the fence, but they're getting pretty drunk and they're starting to get ruled out. Stuff.
Copy that. You're at about mile 4, right, where my visual 5 is? The high school, you said High School South?
Yeah, we're on the south end. They're on the north, we're on the south.
Okay, I'll get hold of them.
Oh, we walked on each other. Yeah, we're on the south.
Okay, we'll get Metro.
There is one Metro unit on the north side of the school.
Vehicles on their last lap.
White Chase 2, radio check. Scratchy.
Still driving, Jason.
Score ops, all units be advised. We have approximately 8 vehicles on their final lap. Emergency traffic and finishing traffic only. All other traffic used too. High School South, ops. South and Visual 6, go to 2, please. High School South and Visual 6, go to 2, please.
Area 8 to Score Ops.
Go ahead.
1612, last lap.
I copy that, eh? Thank you.
Location 8, 1620 and 1619, last lap.
Copy.
Ops Major 1612.
This one's a finisher, George.
1425, last lap.
Goes out, 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 out.
610 and 16.
This one's 1620, he's the finisher.
1620 the finisher.
1619's behind him.
Finisher.
1614.
14's the finisher.
1600, final lap. 1625.
25 the finisher.
Obstacle. 1630, last lap.
Just passed you.
30, last lap. Alright, I'll do that. Inland. 1606.
1606 is a finisher, George. This one's a finisher.
1602.
Finisher. behind Inland Trust van. Get somebody down here. Help us out a little bit where that's at.
1600. It's at my end of the pit.
1600's a finish.
Need some help down here if I can get it.
1633, last lap.
Where's the rollover at?
Right behind Inland Trust, right by me.
Okay, this is Mike. I don't know where that's at. What race mile? If I'm by there, I can send someone.
Sorry, Mike. This is Mike Majors at the east end of the lane.
And again.
At mile 8, it's a Lucas trailer.
They're going at the end of Lucas trailer. Get there and help.
Sorry about that. 1626 behind him.
Tony Tellier.
Down! Goes out! 1624.
Tony Tellier.
Mike, this is Mike Majors. Cancel that truck.
1622, last lap.
1610 coming at you.
1621, last lap.
1633 coming up.
33 is the finisher. Yellow car is the finisher. Been raised there, and you copy? Car goes back out, George. 1628 goes back out.
1622 behind it.
Finisher.
1621.
Red one's a finisher. Finisher.
1629.
White one's a finisher also, George. Finisher. The finisher.
1607.
Goes out again.
1605.
Steel race, okay, this is steel race, we are done, and at the second.
Score ops 37.
Unit calling score ops, go to channel 2 if you can.
Four.
1636. 1616.
15 race, 1628 race. This is Checker Main. If you have your radio on, please call us when you finish. We want to make sure you finish.
1617 coming in, final lap.
1608.
108 race, 108 main.
1617.
Finisher. Hey, radio check. Hey, radio check.
At the tone, the time will be 2 o'clock. Beep.
1647.
Goes back out, George.
Steel 3 right now.
Copy. Wick with you.
Go ahead.
At the far end of the pit row, watch a crew by through there, so if you need us, we'll be up there.
Balloon over going on the front of the terminal.
Affirmative.
You know if they're lined up yet?
I haven't heard.
Okay, we're still showing two vehicles on the course, 1608 and 1647 being the trailer. If anybody can just follow them around, 1608 and 1647.
Like that.
See if I can hear that. What position they're lining up in. You monitor this for me.
Okay, we want to try to clear all vehicles, the race vehicles from the previous race, safely from the course. Can all visual locations verify that we have vehicles clear, safely clear of the course?
1608 through 5.
Okay, who came through 5?
1608.
Jamie, you're breaking up real bad.
1608 through 5.
Copy. 1647 to no-show yet?
I hear one coming.
Do need all your visual checkpoints to look both ways and make sure as far as you can see that we're clear of vehicles off the race course.
This 8's clear.
1647 through 5.
Copy 1608 and 1647 through 5.
Control 7 clear.
Thank you, 8 and 7.
Position 6, we have a water truck on the track. I will inform you when he's off.
Okay, 1608 and 1647 have cleared your location, so you should be good.
Sir.
We have approximately 10 minutes to start of group 6, class 1s. We have approximately 10 minutes to start of class 1s.
1608 through visual 8.
Until it was really 9 minutes to start.
My clock must be off then.
I'm gonna have to dock your pay.
Oh, what's that? One less beer? 1647 through 7.
1608 at the base of the hill.
Are you gonna be on this frequency, 12 and a half?
Off, this is 5. We'll get rid of some water first.
Stand by 5.
Car 1647 through 8.
Volume check, 108 race.
That's 47.
Check is good.
Okay.
We're up here at the end of pit row, baby. Hopefully get a good picture of you guys going through this first turn.
1647 coming in.
Coming in, George.
Opsis is 5. Is there any chance to get the water truck that's down at 6 to come up and help us out a little bit with dust control?
Start line. We'll just give you out the non-starters.
Score ops water truck is clear.
Thank you, 3-7. Understand the water truck is clear out at your area.
Clear at 6 and 2.
Lodge, copy. Clear at visual 6 and visual 2.
4.
Ops, rescue director.
Go ahead, rescue director.
Hey, we got media that just parked a black Expedition in between the front stretch and the jump, kind of where these guys have been rolling. I'm not sure it's a good place for them to park.
Just tell them it's core operations. Tell them they cannot park there. If they've got a problem, to come down to the motorhome and see us or see Dominic. Ask them to move for their safety's sake. In other words, tell them get the heck out of there. They're moving it. Thank you. 1 minute to start. 1 minute to start. First two class ones, 103 and 140. We want to follow them around. 30 seconds to start. 30 seconds to start. 140, 103. Let's follow those two around.
First car is in line.
You guys got me?
Class one, you there? Copy, Troy. You got me?
Yep.
Okay, Troy, same deal. We'll just count down. Give you an idea how you're doing the best we can, okay?
We can't hear that well.
Start position.
12-0.
Jeff, copy?
Off the line.
On.
We still have heavy equipment in turn 3.
On.
12-0.
Hey, Troy, this is JJ. You got a copy?
He's clear.
Copy, Dave says you gotta get moving. Copy out.
Says it's just a little weak sometimes.
Is it a matter of volume, Todd? Says just turn the volume dial on the dash there for the radio, Troy.
Go, thank you.
Got me now, good?
Thanks. Got a copy?
The Bob staged at the end of pit row.
Yeah, that's where he's going.
I'll be away from the radio for a moment.
Alright.
Go ahead,
that
one.
Yep. 103 and 140 through mile 2. Copy. Everybody, watch your mics. Watch your mics and watch the keys on the portable radios. We don't need any stuck mics.
Score off 3.
Go ahead, 3.
103. And 140, 33.
Copy, thank you.
103 through 5.
Copy, 5.
140 through 5.
Copy.
Hey, see me?
Score off, crossing. Go ahead, crossing. Walking all over, say again, crossing.
Before the trolley trucks, we need a water truck real bad. Visibility is 0 up on the upper pit road.
Okay, let me get something up there.
Race ops 103 and 118 through 6. Copy.
Actually, 140 is down about 50 feet, 100 feet from me.
This is 138. Yeah. 103 through 7. Ops, the last two cars have left the line. 3 and 118 through 7.
5.
Go ahead, 5.
I've got 140 down, but he's off the course, off to the right shoulder. He's okay, but not running.
What vehicle is it?
240.
Okay, he's off at location 5 and is clear of the course. Driver's okay.
108 through observation 8.
Who's through 8? Okay, I got some did not starts. I got some did not starts. I'll put them out real quick. 106, 114, 116, 125, 128, 136, 149, and 140 is out at location 5.
They're coming danger close to this guy at 140 over here.
Yeah, but I can't
Rick Ops. Rick, score Ops. Rick Miller, Rick Miller, score Ops. Okay, Lou, since Lou's here, can you ask him to put some water up in the pit roads?
Ops, what's the last vehicle off the line?
Stand by on both requests. Rick, was that you want me to go to two?
Crossing, score Ops. Crossing, 126 is in the pits. Drivers out.
Copy, 126 in the pits. Drivers out.
I'm at the main pit. Score off, this is 5. Car 140, drivers out of the vehicle. Vehicle sitting up against the fence.
Hey, Dad.
It's good. Can't see.
Yeah, we'll try to get a little wind kicked up for you, huh?
Oh, and I guess I don't have to tell you how dusty it is. It's just hanging down through here. Everything's looking good so far. One coming on your inside there, on your driver's side. There's one passing on the driver's side.
Five, Troy.
Yes, and all our race cars are hanging, sir.
Say again, you got
back.
Officer 8, is that mile marker 5 or position 5?
Mile marker 5, not position 5.
Called it in and said that 129 told them there was a lot of vehicles stuck at mile 5, but they couldn't be at mile 5 and at her location at the same time.
I'll check, this is 6.
Okay, stand by. Go ahead, 5, you were first.
Mile marker 5, 129 is recording it.
Okay, marker 5, Billy.
Okay.
Position 6, this is Ops, you were calling us?
Yes, I can usually see a mile marker 5, but the dust is too heavy and I cannot get a visual to see if anybody's stuck there or not.
Copy. Score 4-4, score 4-4, Ops.
4-0.
Yeah, what's your location?
A little bit before mile 6.
Okay.
Fagan, it's Bill Wick. Call me on my cell.
Score Ops, you copy McMillan Racing.
Go ahead, McMillan Racing.
After the conservative area, we got cars stuck in the middle of the course.
I understand vehicles stuck in the course. What location, sir?
After the conservative area, we have helicopters hovering there.
Okay, okay, copy that.
Ops, this is 6.
Say again?
37 was going to go over to mile marker 5 and check. It looks clear from our position.
Okay, McMillan Racing just called and said it was at the conservative area and there's a helicopter hovering above everything. I got a feeling that's over there in that big loop by the leaching field over there around mile 3.
Dropping out already. We're going to be fine here. Yeah, 10-4, I'll look past 5 and mile marker 5 see if I can see anything. I do see a chopper hovering, but I cannot get a visual from the knoll at location 6.
Okay, well, the helicopter is hovering above this thing. Check 3, check 3, Ops.
Score Ops, score 2, break.
Sure.
They're attempting repairs at the moment.
That's good.
Over and a half, did you copy?
Over and a half, copy.
Score Ops, unit calling Score Ops, come back.
That's really in the pits out of the race.
Roger, copy, thank you.
Ops, 12 and a half, who was that last out?
103.
Thanks, boss.
Ops 6, you copy?
Left side is about 300 feet behind you, Richard.
Race Ops, location 6, copy?
Go ahead, 6.
Yeah, we can't tell from our position, but we did have one chopper sit down, I would say about mile 5 and a half, mile 5 and 3 quarters. He's lifted off again. One chopper still hovering.
Can you give me a description of the chopper? Just kind of colors or whatever?
One of them is a white body, red tail. The other one looks mainly blue.
6, say again the color of what the chopper looked like.
Chopper number 1 that's remained hovering is white body, red tail. Chopper number 2 that actually landed and lifted off again was mainly blue.
Copy.
Ops, this is location 6.
Go ahead, location 6.
Those choppers are still hovering. We got word from cell phone via Paul that he'd like us to check that out. So we're going to make our way across the desert, see if we can figure out what's going on.
Copy.
Score 37.
This is 37, go ahead.
This is Pete at Mike's. What those helicopters are having, y'all see if we can slide over there?
Please do, they're going to need some help.
Yeah, okay, get back in the car, I can continue on.
Copy that, 108 is continuing.
Race Ops, this is 6.
6, this is Ops, go ahead.
Here's the situation, we're about 5 and a half. Mile 5 and a half, we've got
four vehicles blocking the track. We're making a detour around them. Very soft. Copy.
Two to go, Troy. Two to go. Looks good.
If or thereabouts blocking the vehicles, blocking the track, and you're trying to make a course around them, what's wrong with the four that are blocking the course?
12 and a half, 15. One on the vehicle on top of another. We're going to see if we can clear them, but in the meantime, we're trying to get these guys around.
On the road now. Six on the road, Troy.
Numbers involved, is that
12 and a half, 15. Affirmative. We've got vehicle 105, 113, 100, and 131.
Roger, do you need more tow vehicle help?
On the road, Troy.
Five. We've got a light 4x, looks like Mike's towing on its way.
And Bobby, right there.
The four truck and my Jeep will try and clear the track here.
Ox, 12 and a half.
Hello.
Score 44, this is location 8. You got a copy?
Yes, copy.
Okay, Chuck, can you go to 2?
Go ahead, third down, go ahead. Go ahead.
They might have it now, but I'm going to, they're trying one more time. They're on their course again.
Other channel. You should go to channel 2. The end of channel 2.
Come on, guys. Keep the channel clear. Keep it clear, please. Go ahead, Ops. Crossing. Out.
This is 6 gear.
Bobby, say they're running.
This is Jeep 6. Copy.
Go ahead.
I was just wondering if they're running, but Bill said, yeah, they're running.
Going, hooking on the one. I'm going to try and get in front and get another, but we're waiting for the leaders to clear us.
Yeah, you got a whole herd coming at you. There isn't much of a break in between them.
Check your repairs. Some drivers here. We got, looks like we're going to get one semi-clear here. Oh, delay that.
Over.
Troy, I think they're going to the left up here around these cars this time. The left, over.
Getting clearance from the race cars to get back on.
Oh, Troy, partway back through.
All you need is duct tape. You can only get a what?
Okay, we have vehicle 118 just left to finish the start line on his last lap. The Tatum Class 1 on his last lap, 118.
Yes. Okay, since the only reason I repeated it is because I thought he said someone crashed.
8.
Go ahead, 8.
Can you go to channel 2, please?
Back up.
Boing.
Jimmy, copy.
Far.
Left.
Go ahead, score off.
stop at the top of the hill to check it.
Negative, only if he wants to.
Say again?
Four official.
Last lap.
Where you at, 108?
Physical leader is 118. I'm not sure his location. He should be finishing pretty soon. All score units, except for emergencies and finishing traffic.
How does it feel, okay?
Feels like it didn't give me any good edges on my tires, but training's grabbing.
Okay, we're good. Just, I'll talk to you when our car is going really fast, or you need to pick it up over there on the track, okay?
Go to two. Do not use one anymore. We're trying to emergency and trying to finish the race. Stay off of one.
Justin, watch the infield for a minute. Someone was telling me there's a couple new jumps that are dangerous. I want you to watch them and tell me where they're at.
10-4.
Hops, majors.
Have someone over here checking the car, making sure nothing's leaking or anything?
Finisher, I'm going to call out every number.
Copy, thank you, Mike.
Somebody over here.
It looks like Dale Evers is a DNF.
Mike, the lead vehicle should be the Tatum car.
Yeah, 118.
Yes.
Sorry, copy?
Somebody over there going.
Can we clear to leave? Overall today.
I didn't move.
How you doing?
Score off, this is Mike. We're towing the Tatum car right now off the infield. He never made it.
1200
landed out of the infield.
113, I believe that's who we got on the hook. I'll confirm it in a second.